And who are you, sir?
How did you get into our secret lair?
Oh, I've been a member in good standing for 17 years now.
I don't recall seeing you here before.
Naturally not. I've made a point of keeping low to the ground until it suited me otherwise, which it does now.
I'm Sir Wilfred P. Huffle Baggins III.
Who's that?
Not a clue. Huffle what?
There's a reason that of me you never have heard. I'm subtle, whereas you are not.
What?
Oh,
now, wait just a moment, you fat ball of grime. Everyone here works hidden unseen. Advancing the causes of science and crime.
Advancing your egos, you mean. You're much too bombastic, you cackle, you gloat. To show off, you'll go any length. And you're caught by inferiors, grabbed by the throat. Whereas I have built up my strength.
This is preposterous. Did you not hear of my army of mutant wombats with opposable thumbs?
On my skin to replace every banana in the tropics with plantain.
On my ultrasonic carrier wave that could disintegrate the world's undergarments.
Yes, how did the press refer to you? Captain Commando? You simply don't get it. You don't understand concepts too simple for your huge brains. With each loss I've suffered, or victory I've planned, no evidence of me remains. The heroes don't know of me, nor the police. No record exists of my name. And so now for years they have left me in peace to plan out the ultimate game. Behold!
Good God, a mechanical
arm! I've never seen androids so sophisticated.
Well, there was that Catherine Zeta-Jones.
There must be 50 of them.
60.
5 dozen robots, each key to a hero, inexorable in their pursuit. And when they should touch, let's just say that Ground Zero at Hiroshima will seem rather cute. Each poor hero's private dimensional vortex will fling him to some nether realm, while conveniently scrambling his cerebral cortex, leaving us to assume the world's helm.
It's brilliant.
Visionary.
You must announce it at
once. Deliver an ultimatum.
No, you fools, haven't you heard a word I've said?
The key to success is in keeping it quiet until we are ready to strike. Our plans will collapse into ruin and riot if one of you gets on a mic. We lure all our targets with slick verbal pablum to someplace benign without care. Then catch them, entrap them, and finally zap them. And without the heroes, their armies will fall. You can unleash each gimmick and minion and thrall. By dawn the next day, we'll have conquered it all.
At last we'll be rid of those meddlesome good guys. The playing field finally fair. They'll vanish so fast, there'll be no time for goodbyes.
And the world will be mine, oh mine,
oh mine, oh mine,
oh mine.
Mine.
But I'll share.